For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, inspired by T.C. of the Shaw, recommending that we see plays more than once, since it's affordable, you pay what you can over at Shakespeare in Delaware Park, I went back to see The Merry Wives of Windsor. Albeit not under ideal conditions, it was July 4th. There was a lot of competition from fireworks, but it added sort of to the zaniness of the play.
And I hear they had all new sound equipment, you know?
They did, and in all honesty, it's better than ever. I hope
really,
they keep it.
That was awful for people who have not heard that they had a burglary there. The sound equipment was stolen. Just that's the lowest of the low, theft at all, but, you know, from something that's for the public enjoyment, stealing from everyone. It's a terrible thing, but I'm glad that they pulled it all together and the show went on.
Indeed it did, and I'm glad I went twice because while some of us in this studio are Shakespearean scholars, I am not.
Okay. I take that as just a frank observation. So, yeah, I know the whole notion of going back twice. I think that, and I certainly urge students, if they're going to be writing about a book or a poem, multiple readings are helpful. Film is available for multiple viewings. The theater is kind of a live experience, and we accept it in a single gesture and expect it to be able to communicate to us in a single gesture. I can certainly understand why T.C. would want us to be going to his festival multiple times at our own expense, but there is something to be gained in terms of insight. So what was your experience like?
I was able to see that the play had more structure than I thought it did the first time around, and I also got a bigger kick out of the two quote-unquote foreigners, and they're played by Charmaine Chi as a Frenchman and Victoria Perez as Puerto Rican. But I really appreciated their performances much more the second time around.
It's the principle by which I sometimes enjoy even watching rehearsals. Being invited in and getting some insight into to process and refinement. And the structure of the play is not really complicated. Those two plots, Falstaff trying to hit on the Merry Wives realizing it and making his life a misery for their own amusement, and Anne Page trying to elude her parents in order to marry the man she loves. That's it. That's it. Not complicated.
I suppose it's not the same as seeing a play twice, but you're in the enviable position of having seen Pretty Funny workshopped. Now it's going to open next week at Musical Fair. So what's a workshop? What do you get out of attending a workshop? And tell us about this show.
Well, it's a musical written by Marissa Guida, originally from the area, and Philip Ferrugia, having written the music. I'm a local composer, performer. And it's the story of a family in which the teenaged girl is kind of a misfit, and the father encourages her to focus on Imogene Coca for a school project. I've just divided our listenership into two groups, those old enough to remember and those not old enough to remember. Imogene Coca disappeared into oblivion when others of her generation, like Sid Caesar, from the golden age of television comedy, the 1950s, household names, the Milton Berle era, Imogene Coca largely forgotten. And it's not really about Imogene Coca. It's about this girl's journey in her family, using this as a device, with Nicole Simato, who has played Imogene Coca through all of the incarnations of this show as they try to develop it. I think we know that by the time something appears on a Broadway stage, that it has been worked on many times before. I don't know, maybe people don't know that. But it takes a few productions to get a show the way you want it, because it has to be refined in front of audiences. That a script is merely a blueprint for a play. It is not a play. And that's why that's done.
So if you're at a workshop, are you encouraged to offer enlightened commentary?
Sometimes. Very often, the artists working on the show can simply tell by listening to the audience reaction how it's going. In this case, they also allowed a student production down south, Texas, I think, somewhere, and it was illuminating for them to see a different company produce their script, and then they were able to see its strengths and its places of deficiency and work on them. So often, even when critiquing something, you find that the people working on it, they knew what was wrong, which is why when you're writing reviews, writing critiques, you're not really writing for the artists as much as you're writing to help guide audiences toward a deeper appreciation of what they're seeing. But certainly as part of the workshop process, sometimes they'll give you something to fill out. Sometimes there's a talk back. I flee from those. You know, we have time for just one more small speech disguised as a question, you know, that kind of thing.
Is there a question in there, Senator?
Right.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.